Okay, so today is April 27th, 2004, and we are going to do this morning ATM lesson number 439, Preparation for Bridge Continuation. Was that an out of excitement? So, I had mentioned that at the end of last week that we were going to continue. You blanked it out. That's how enthusiastic you were. So, okay, so go ahead and lie on your backs. Take a moment to observe what your contact is like this morning. How each shoulder blade is resting on the floor. How your spine is resting, your pelvis, your legs. Now take a moment to become aware of your breath and your breathing. So that means without changing it, you just begin to direct your attention and your observation onto how the air travels into your lungs, the expansion of your chest, the movement in your ribs, and your exhalation. And continue by bringing your attention now down to that area we've mentioned earlier in lessons called the tonden. It's the area in between your pubic bone and belly button. So just observe if there's any kind of tension or perhaps holding going on there. If you're not sure, one of the ways to know is by actually slightly contracting down there. And then when you let go of the contraction, you will know whether or not you were holding or not. So throughout the lesson, and the background for yourself is to pay attention to your breath, your breathing, and the ability for this area down near the pubic bone, the tonden, to be as open, as free, without any holding as possible. That becomes very important throughout this lesson and the future lessons that we're going to continue to do, that we're going to move into. So now begin by bending your right foot, placing your right foot into standing. And extend your right arm up along your side, your head. So by your head, that's it. So your right arm is up alongside your head. Your left arm is down alongside you. And begin to do the movement of pressing your foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis, and your head and your eyes roll to look to the left. Now, some of the important constraints in this lesson that we worked on last week was where you place the foot for standing so that it's really solid, that you can really press the entire foot into the floor so that your knee stays orientated or directed towards the ceiling. That's what gives you the power to roll the pelvis. And when I use the word lift, it's a little bit, it's not my favorite word because I don't want you to think of lifting the pelvis in the sense that it takes work. The outside edge of the right side of the pelvis lifts to create a roll in the pelvis. Okay? And that is facilitated by the push of the right foot into the floor and the knee staying straight up towards the ceiling. Good. And feel what happens with the back, the arching of the spine. And now's a great time to become aware of that area again, the tonden. So as the pelvis is rolling to the left, that area of the tonden is actually expanding outward, and the pubic bone actually slightly drops down towards the space in between your legs. Good. Now this next time, as you continue the movement of pushing your right foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the left, begin to have your head and your eyes turn to look to the right and looking up towards the right fingertips. So you first turn and then there's like an arch. It's kind of a combination movement. That's it. So you turn the head a little bit to the right as well as arching, which again we visited last week by taking the back of the head back. Good. Okay. And slowly bring your right arm down to rest and straighten your right leg. And now bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing. Bring your left arm up alongside your head. Your right arm will remain down by your side. And now begin to press the left foot into the floor, rolling again the pelvis to the right. Your head and your eyes look to the right. Again, remember, one of the most important constraints in this lesson is that knee, that the knee stays directed towards the ceiling. And then that area that we call the tendon stays open so that the pubic bone can drop down, the belly expands as the back arches. Good. Now the next few times that you push the left foot into the floor and roll the pelvis to the right, have your head and your eyes roll to look at your left hand. Good. And pause and rest on your back. Now this time, bend your right foot. Bring your right foot to standing. And have your left arm up alongside by your head. So it's elongate, that's it. And your right arm is down along your side. So you need to have the right palm down too. There you go. Now, slowly you're going to continue this idea of pressing the right foot into the floor so that the pelvis can roll to the left. And as you do so, begin to slide and creep and crawl your right arm down along your side as if you were going to reach for the right foot. So it means your head starts to bend to the right. Your spine begins to laterally bend to the right. That's it. So what do you need to do in the ribs on the right side? How do you need to move your head to creep and crawl that right hand down along your side to reach for the right heel? And there may be a time where you feel like picking up and replacing your right foot closer towards your buttocks. it. Excellent. Just try it a couple more times. Where else could you bend a little bit more that all of a sudden you've got the fingers to the outside of the right ankle and your thumb to the inside? Or you can try it with all the fingers to the outside, which is fine too. See if it's possible to hold on to the ankle now. For some of you, you may grab onto your sock. That's easier. Somehow do whatever it takes to get a hold of the ankle. And then just continue to lift the pelvis even higher. And then see if you can continue to hold on to the ankle and just lower the pelvis. And then lift the pelvis again and lower it. So it means you keep the head bent over to the right, the right shoulder down, everything bent over to the right, and yet you can lower the pelvis back down. That's it. This is that time and point where that opening of the tanden is so important. Very nice. Okay. Come back to the center. Lower the left arm and straighten your right leg to rest on your back. Now bend your left foot, bring your left foot up to standing, bring your right arm up alongside your head, and your left arm is down alongside your body with the palm down. And now with this side, you begin to slide your left arm down along your side, creep it and crawl it as if you're going to eventually get a hold of that left foot. And you feel what you need to do with the left side of the ribs, to bend them together, to slide the back of your head over to the left. So do whatever it takes to get a hold of the left ankle. And once you get a hold of the ankle, then continue to hold on to the ankle so you don't let go. For those of you at home, you may want to grab onto your sock. And then you lift the pelvis even more to roll it more to the right, which increases the arch in your spine. And then just lower the pelvis back down while you continue to hold on to the left ankle. So you just go back and forth a few times of lifting and rolling and arching the pelvis and the spine, and then returning the pelvis back down without letting go of your left ankle. Good. And bring that to a stop and rest on your back. Bend your right foot, bring your right foot up to standing. Bring your right arm now up towards your head, and you're going to turn your hand to be in a position of pressing into the floor. So we call it making a bridge, so that your fingertips are pointing down towards the shoulder. They're almost under the shoulder. That's it. And the elbow is pointing towards the ceiling. So think of it this way. Your hand is almost like your foot. And the elbow and the knee are in the same relationship. Does that make sense? So you have 2 points to push from now. So in this position, begin to press your right foot into the floor to facilitate your pelvis rolling, spine arching. And find a moment when you begin to also push the right hand into the floor. And this begins to allow the back of your head to arch back so that you could look towards the back of the room. It helps to facilitate the upper part of the cervical and thoracic spine to extend, to arch. So to feel safe about your head going back, you really utilize pressing that right palm into the floor. And remember, the same with the elbow as the knee. They both stay directed towards the ceiling. There's no flopping over of the right knee or the right elbow. Yet, even though they stay directed towards the ceiling, there's a sense that they elongate or move apart from each other, right? Which allows the arching in the spine. Good. Okay. Come back and rest on your back. Once again, come back into the same position on the right side. Right foot up, right palm up. This time, push both your foot and your right hand into the floor, rolling so far over to the left that you're really like on the side for a moment. And you stay over there so that you can reposition your right hand to be even closer towards your shoulder and your head. So that's really, that's it, Susie, in a really nice position. And now as you roll back to your back, at the same moment as you're rolling back onto your back, you can start to lengthen your right leg so both legs remain long and only the right palm is up in the push-up position. So again, for those of you at home, the right hand is positioned up by your right earlobe and shoulder. The elbow is directed towards the ceiling and the fingertips of the palm are pointed down towards your shoulder, if not under your shoulder now. So now keeping the legs long, just begin to do the movement of pressing now the right hand into the floor to take the back of your head back. So how can you use, Kristen, keep your right leg long. Yeah. Now just use the hand. So press the hand. So if you're having some difficulty, think about taking your head back and see if that helps the pushing of the hand to lift the chest. That's better, Susie. And maybe once you get over there, Susie, now, just go back a little bit. Don't go as far back. Okay. Okay, so think of pushing here. That's it, like this. Take the back. Oops, take the back there. So really press. Won't hurt your head. Strong. Weighs 16 pounds. It's like a bowling ball. That's it. Then you can push this. There. Bless you. That's it. Good. Okay. And rest on your back. Now stand your left foot and bring your left arm up alongside your head. So again, the palm is turned over so that the heel of the palm is pressing into the floor. The left fingers are pointing down towards your left shoulder. Okay? Left foot is standing, and you start by pressing the left foot into the floor, then the hand, rolling the pelvis to the right, arching the back, opening up the belly in that area called the tanden that all pushes out and forward. The back of your head slides backwards. Your skull is pushing into the floor to help the cervical spine feel supported and lifted. And in a way, you can think about it that your left hand, arm, creates a space, a gap. That's why we call it one aspect of the bridge. So that your head almost slides into that space that you create. Now push yourself so far over that you actually roll onto the left side, pretty far over to the left side, so that you can reposition your hand. It's in a really nice, secure, strong position for you. Then as you return back onto your back, straighten out your left leg so you can find a way to just utilize pressing the left hand into the floor. Utilize using the head. The back of your head must press into the floor to help the cervical spine arch. And another way to think of it is as if there was some kind of rope or string connected to your sternum that helps pull you up towards the ceiling. And your places of support are the back of the skull and the pressing of the left hand. Nice. And let that go and rest on your back. And as you're resting now, just observe how you're breathing. The inhalation and your exhalation. Now this time, bend both of your knees so that both of your feet are standing. Bring your left arm up alongside your head to be long. And your right arm down along your side. That's it. And now go back to one of the earlier movements of side bending. So you're going to emphasize sliding your right arm down along your side as if to get a hold of the right heel. So it means the ribs on the right side come together, the back of your head also slides to the right, even the left hand slides to the right, so that you can get a hold of that right ankle with, that's it, with your right hand. And then you slide back to the beginning. So you go back and forth. Again, none of the movements are static, meaning that you go there and hold it. like in a stretching class. It's an action type movement that you go to move yourself, to reach for your heel, and then you let it go. Now, if it's possible, once you get a hold of the right ankle, to lift the right hip, do so, so that you go back to that movement of lifting the right hip by rolling the pelvis to the left. But keep those knees up. Very nice. Good. Come back to the center and just change over your arms. So that means bring your right arm now up to rest alongside your head. Slide the left arm down along your side to laterally bend to the left. That means the back of your head slides to the left as well. Even the right arm can slide over to the left. Whatever it takes for you to reach down and eventually get a hold of your left ankle. And once you have gotten a hold of the left ankle with the left hand, continue to hold on. And for some of you, it might be a pant leg or your sock. And then is it possible to lift that left side of your hip and pelvis, to roll the pelvis to the right and lower it back down? Very nice. Okay. And slowly bring it to a close. Come back to the center, lengthen your legs and rest on your back. Now this time, remain with your legs long, but you're going to bring both hands up into that push-up position. So that means both hands are pressing into the floor, the fingertips are pointing down towards the shoulder blades, both elbows are in the air. Now as you think of pushing the hands into the floor, what will really help you is to trust pressing the back of your head into the floor to help lift your spine, lift your sternum towards the ceiling. And you really want to think of going back to where the crown, the top of the head, eventually it's the top of the head that ends up pressing into the floor, which means your throat opens up. Your chin moves away from the chest. It's a huge opening and expansion of the vocal cords, your throat. So you have to trust the floor with your head. Your head weighs, on the average person, 16 pounds. It's like a bowling ball. It's very, very strong. And if you let it press into the floor, what that does is it bypasses any inhibition of the neck muscles to hold or tense. So all of a sudden, your cervical spine realizes that you don't need the neck muscles to activate to do this movement. You use the skeleton. You use the skull. So even though your elbows, in a sense, stay directed towards the ceiling, they begin to move towards the back of the room too. And you may need to reposition the hands closer to the side of your head or your ears, somewhere where you feel more strength. If you need to pause for a moment, that's always okay, and then come back to it. And when you come back to it this next time, pay attention to the area called the tandem and let that pubic bone tilt down and forward Arch the spine. Legs down. Put that leg down. Okay, tilt this down and out. That's it. Down and out. There you go. Don't straighten the legs. You don't need to do that. Put that right leg down. There. Okay, bring the hands up. Okay. So the two things happen at the same time. So as you take the back of the head back and lift the chest, the tendon, the pubic bone pushes down and out. It makes it so much easier. If you fight it, you're going to hurt your back. So just do this part. Straighten your legs. Just let your back arch. It's not going to hurt you. Don't straighten your legs. Push this down. Down. When I say down, down towards in between your legs and out. Make your belly push into my hands. Push, and that's it. So big arch into the back. Don't pull it up like this. Go down there and create a big arch in your back. Okay. Don't bend the legs. Stop. There. Okay, why are you bending the legs?
I don't know.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Now try it on your own. Tilt more. That's it. Now the other way. That's it. Okay. Now, combined it. So everybody try it again. Combining, take that pubic bone down the same time as you press with your hands. Take the back of the head back. Even more. That's it. Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Valentina. Good. And if you're really using the top of your head, you can see that you could lift one hand at a time away from the floor. You can always almost like dance the hands, you know? Lift one, then lift the other. I'm telling you, the skull is a strong, strong piece of equipment for you. Okay, everybody rest. Now bend your right foot, bring your right foot into standing. Keep your right hand down along your side. And the left hand will come up into the bridge position. And so I'm hoping by this point everybody at home understands that language. Good. So in this position now, you're going to slide your right hand down to get a hold of the right ankle. So that means you bend the ribs on the right side. The back of your head slides to the right, but you also are going to press the left hand into the floor. So it's a different way of creating a bridge. That's it. So you reach down. That's it, Kristen. Now, utilize the hand. Roll the pelvis. The pelvis should be rolling to the left. The right side of your pelvis should be lifting up. Your pubic bone should be pointing towards the left side of the room, even though your right knee is still standing. And you're somehow utilizing the left hand to support your head going back. That's it. And once again, this is an active movement. So you take yourself to what you think of as your furthest point where there's not much interruption in your breath and your breathing. You come back to the beginning place and then you repeat the movement. Excellent. Good. Now pause for a moment, come back to the center and just change over the legs. So that means bend your left knee, straighten your right, bring your left arm down by your side and bring the right hand into the bridge position. And again, your first, if we were to have a goal, which we don't in Feldenkrais, but your first thought process is to reach down with the left hand, the first part of the action. to get a hold of that left ankle, that left foot, by bending the ribs on the left side and rolling the pelvis to the right. So that left hip joint has to lift way up. Even more, Kristen, push that pubic bone over towards the mirrors there. And let the back of your head go back and use that right hand to support the arch and the upper thoracic and cervical spine. Very nice. Okay. And bring yourself back to the center. Pause for a moment. And bring your awareness and your attention to that area called the tanden. Again, it's in between your belly button and your pubic bone. And if you're not sure where your pubic bone is, you can reach down and touch it. It's the bone that sticks up way down, right down towards where the vagina is in that area. Okay? So it's right in the center of you, not your hip bones. Those are that's the pubic bone. Right. Back there, Kristen. Yeah. So in between, right where the pubic bone is, right there, and then you have your belly button right in here is called the tanden. Now, everybody just try to tighten that area. And notice when you contract that area, does it inhibit your breath or your breathing? And what happens in your jaw? We did this, I think, back in the fall a little bit, was it? Or last year? With the holding of the jaw last year. Now let that go, and then actually, and you can put your hands down there. It's a great thing to do to feel. Now actually clench your jaw. Clench your jaw and grit your teeth and feel how it affects that area. So when we think of that we're just holding in one place, it's not the case. Something just like tension in the jaw when we're feeling angry or frustrated goes all the way down to that area and it disturbs our intestinal tract, our breath, our breathing. Now, allow it to just be relaxed and see if you can just do a very small movement of taking the pubic bone, I'll say down. Down meaning taking it towards the direction of in between your legs so that the lower back arches without even having to use your hands. And feel how that affects the upper back. And it starts to take your head back. Very nice. Good. Now, bring both of your feet into standing. Arms down by your side. And begin to reach both of your hands down so that you could get a hold of your heels. So bend both knees, both feet standing. So what you learned before is that if you laterally bend or side bend to one side, you can get a hold of one ankle. That works on one side, doesn't it? So figure out what do you need to do to get a hold of the other ankle. So you can walk your feet up, and the other thing you can do is walk your shoulder blades down. And again, if you need to hold your sweatpants or any type of pants or your socks. And once you have a hold of the ankles, can you begin to lift your pelvis up, but carefully as you lift your pelvis up, think of the pubic bone tilting down away from you. Traditionally, what we do is pull the pubic bone up towards your face. So as you lift, you need to have an awareness. This is why we did all this before the movement. Awareness that the pubic bone is still going to go down to create an arch in your lower back as you lift the pelvis. You're doing great.
It's already on the left side now. There.
So it's a very challenged movement. because our habit is so strong to go the other way. She's like, get away. Okay, get a hold of your ankles. That's it. Now think pubic bone down. It's like delivering a baby. That's it. Beautiful. Do it again. Belly out more towards me. That's it. It's good. Yeah. It's okay. So each time that you lift the pelvis and think of that pubic bone going down away from you, think of your shoulder blades. Can you walk your scapulas down your back? Which makes it easier to get a hold of your ankles. Now try the movement just a few more times. And this time encourage, as you lift the pelvis, to take the back of your head back as well. So there's a couple ways to approach this. You could try to do the pelvis first and then bring the head involved, or you can do them simultaneously, or maybe it's easier to take the head back to get the chest lifted first and then lift the pelvis. It's worthwhile to try all three options because it will make it more available for you. So your hands are holding onto your heels. You take your head back. You lift the pelvis. That's it, Valentina. But Valentina, you've got to take the head back. Your chin is closing into your throat. So you need to go back. There. Now take it back even more. See, as soon as you lift your chest, you're not... That's it. And now don't lose this. When you lift up, no, see, you close there. So you have to... And now slide your head back even more. Oh, that's it.
That's weird.
Yes. Better. Okay, everybody rest. Take a nice long rest. Okay, please bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time, you're going to bring your hands into the push-up position by your head. Okay? So last time your hands were grabbing your ankles. This time your hands are in the push-up position. So your elbows are in the air and your knees are in the air. And your hands and your feet need to be in a very, very good position for pushing. Okay? So, Kristen, hands up by your head. Okay. So why don't we start with the idea of just first using the hands and taking the back of the head. Don't worry about the pelvis right now. Just taking the back of the head back, pressing it to the floor so your throat opens up. You should look towards the back of the room. Your whole entire mid-back should be lifting. And you actually can be thinking, you're like almost sitting on your tailbone. So your belly pushes out and forward to arch the lower back. Okay, just do what you can. Okay? Now, is it possible to lift the pelvis? So I think it's easiest if you start with the hands and the head first. And once you're up on your hands and your head, lift the pelvis up. That's it, Valentina. But try to lift even higher. And if you trust your head, you can move and position your hands in a better position to get more strength. Look at her. She doesn't realize that's not an option with Sharon. Once you're around Sharon, you can't say no. Okay, ready?
No.
Okay. No, it's okay. Breathe. Is anything happening? Anything bad? How'd it feel? It actually feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Okay. Oh. No. Okay. My head's off.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Oh. Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. So you can always rest and then come back to it. You're okay. Breathe. Nothing hurts, right? Just emotions. Good job. It's a very powerful movement and position. Very nice. So if you want to try it one more time for yourself, and if some of you have started to explore, which is great, is once you feel really secure, you can even lift a foot at a time, a hand at a time. You don't even need all 5 points, because you actually have 5 points, your head, each palm, and each foot. And the stronger that you get through your extensors in the back, the easier it is to lift any one of those points at a time. And eventually you can lift the diagonal points and both hands. And okay? Okay, let's rest. Now bend your knees, bring your knees up to your chest, and with your right hand grab below, not underneath, but below the kneecap. Nope, that's underneath the knee. Think of where the kneecap is. You're going to grab below the kneecaps. Kneecaps are on the outside where your shin is. Okay? There you go. Valentina, below the knee. There you go. And now just pull your knees a little bit into your chest and away. You can rock yourself a little bit to the left and to the right. Just kind of stretch your back out. Good. Now come back to the center. Continue to hold on to the knees. And it's really imperative that you're below the kneecaps. So that means your hands are below the knee. And now the back of the head should be resting on the floor. Okay? Now think of taking the back of your head back, just as we've been doing. And as you do so, at the same time, your knees move away from you. So your knees will pull on your arms to arch your back. That's it. So now you do it all at the same time. So as you take your head back, to press the crown of your head, that's the top of your head, into the floor. You let your knees pull away, pulling on your arms to lift the thoracic spine. Feel the opening of your throat. The more that your chin can move away from your sternum and opening the throat, that's it. Good. Excellent. And take another moment to rest on your back. And now bend your knees one last time and then bring your knees up over your chest. This time, interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. And so your knees are just hanging into your chest. And just do a few movements of lifting your head, folding your head and your knees together as if your nose and your knees would touch. But please go very slowly and gently, because you're now moving in the opposite direction of what we've done the entire lesson. So your goal is not to have your nose touch your knees, but it's just to introduce the opposite direction in your spine. Very good. Okay. And let that go and rest on your back. Notice what the contact is like now, how your shoulder blades are resting, how your spine and your pelvis, how your legs are lying. Take a moment to observe your breath and your breathing as we did in the beginning of the lesson. Has your inhalation changed at all? Perhaps it feels larger. There's more volume in the lungs. It's easier to take in, to expand now. And observing your exhalation. And then becoming aware of that area again called the tanden. These types of lessons really encourage a feeling of openness, the front side of us opening, which in our lifestyle today gets very closed down. Anything from sitting in cars for a long time, driving, holding the steering wheel, to working on computers, to working in laboratories, to carrying children. So it's probably one of the most exhilarating types of movements and lessons that we can work on is opening up this entire front side. And it really creates a sense of life inside you, feeling very alive, energized. So throughout the day, just observe that for yourself, how your energy level is for the rest of the day and your perhaps even like positiveness, how you approach getting things done throughout the day. It's a lot easier to do things when we feel good, we have higher energy levels. So just notice what effects this lesson has on you in sort of a multiple sensory way, not just on the skeletal level and an organizational, functional level, but how you feel on an energetic level, emotional level. Okay, so taking your time, please roll to your side, come up to sitting, come up to standing, and again, feel how you feel in standing, and first and foremost is sensing probably the power and strength you feel in how your legs support your skeletal system, how much taller you feel, and yet lighter. See, when we're very secure in our skeletal system, our muscular system doesn't have to work so hard. That's where that parasitic effort lessens. So as you feel stronger in a sense, you feel also lighter. It's a great combination of being powerful and light at the same time. And it's that lightness that allows your energy to be so exuberant, so free, so dynamic. It's when you feel like you can do anything. Yes, this is a hard lesson for the for the wrists, for all that computer work and stuff like that. Okay, so everybody have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week.